Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top story of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. Listen, I have heard some of y'all about Power World. Listen. Okay, let me explain myself, because I said it. I did not want to play it. If I want to play Pokemon, I will continue to play Pokemon Violet. I still do play the Terror Raids. They're fun. But, man, look. Power World is fun. It's fun. I didn't think it was going to be. I thought it was going to be. I don't know. I just thought that it was going to be like a sorry knockoff to what Pokemon is. But playing it and continuing to play it, it just means that I'm like, okay, it's I like collecting things. So this is what this played out for me. Speaking of Power World, some of the numbers came out. They are 19 million strong. 12 million has been on Steam, and the other 7 million and growing, mind you, has been on Xbox. So that means that you guys are playing with me. Okay. So, some information came out on Xbox part. Xbox part. We are working with Pocket Pair to help provide support for Xbox for the Xbox version of the game. We're providing support to enable dedicated servers, offering engineer support to help with the GPU and the memory optimization, speeding up the process to make power available updates for its players, and working with the team to optimize its title for our platform. I told you guys this last week. Xbox, man, did they luck out getting this one? They lucked out. And I like that those numbers was revealed. And I knew Xbox knew this. I can't imagine that they knew it. Because remember, they was trying to hide those numbers last week. And I'm talking about, like, you know, players and whatnot. But that being said, I'm glad that Xbox saw those numbers and was like, we better get ahead of the curve now. Because I'm sure that when they release this game, it's going on all platforms. I know Nintendo can handle this. I can imagine Nintendo, you know, not grabbing it because it will conflict with Pokemon. But most certainly PlayStation is going to grab it. But keep in mind, guys, like I said, we're still in beta. So, shout out to them. Shout out to them. Now, PlayStation had its first State of Play. They showed Death Stranding 2 on the beach. That's the title of the game. That game did they have an idea when that game is coming out? No, we don't have that date, but I guess that thing is going to be released around 2025. So when I saw it, this is the trailer, Death Stranding 2. Okay, this is just gonna be honest. This is me talking honest with you guys. I seen the movie and the game, Death Stranding. It was a very confusing game. After the game was released, after a couple of, like a year, there have been videos where people have been explaining the game. Now see, if I'm I thought through the explanation of this game, I don't understand why there is another game. I don't get it. Because here's my thing. From what I saw in the trailer, I thought this game is going to totally dismantle the first game. But since it's Kojima, I guess it's okay. Cause that man can get away with anything. But shit, I stand on this. Kojima is being pulled in several different directions. He's doing Death Stranding 2. He's probably going to be finishing up on Xbox game. And he just announced that he's going to do another game with Sony. It's going to be another espionage game. It's gonna be sacrilege, I know this. Kojima, I think you are a wonderful, wonderful storyteller. Just make a movie. Cause that's clearly what you wanna do. Deep Dive, Rise of Ronin. It's coming out March 22nd. There was a trailer for that. I'm having a difficult time, even with the other game. I forgot the one that's, God damn it, what is that game called again? Because it's made by Team Ninja, but the one who made he made Demon Souls and he made the Dark Souls series. I couldn't even get into his Japanese version of that game. God, I am really drawn a blank. Should I look this up? Hold on. Let me try to hold on with me, guys, because Noah, and Sekarel. Wonderful lore videos to it, but I couldn't get into those games. And I'm not into Ronin. When I see Ronin, I think of these games. And there was another game that just came out. I think it was Sekiro. I just don't like when I look at things like that. I just can't see that game, but it looks good. It looks good. I'm sure that it will, you know, make an impression on Team Ninja. Until Dawn has been remastered for the PS5 and the PC. If you played the ones, you played the game, and it did not look like a huge upgrade. I'm just saying it. Stellar Blade Deep Dive. And that game is coming out in April. April 26th, in fact. I know you guys are like, you know, because I'm taking my words back, but I'm eating my words. Yeah, this is a good start of Stellar Blade. You got Final Fantasy VII remake that's coming out. You got Until Dawn, which is a remake. I'll give it to The Rise of Ronin. So I know you guys have been like, Sony has been giving some games out. Yeah. They got good second, third party games coming out. And I'm glad that they actually had this showcase. Because it looks good. It looks good. It reminds me of a, and I'm thinking, is that a, I'm trying to think of that game that is on the Switch. And it's like Xenoblade, but it's not Xenoblade. But I kind of seen this game before. I mean, it looks like Nier Automata. That's what this game looks like. And from what I've seen and how it plays, if I want, you know what? I'm glad it's coming out. It's there. Dragon Dogma 2. I think that was one of his solid showings. That's also coming out on March 22nd. And I'm wondering if they're letting that game go out to die. I'm talking about Capcom here. Like, are y'all sending this game out to die? I don't know. I don't know. Sonic X Shadow Generations was announced, but that's coming to all of the platforms in the later on this year. Sonic Generations, which is an enhanced remaster of Sonic Generations with new content featuring Shadow the Hedgehog. So that's coming out. Cause that Sonic Generation from 2011, that was a good game. I think so. I think all Sonic games should be 2D. I think that's where it shines. I don't think those games just they just don't shine in a 3D realm. Silent Hill, that was a shadow drop. It's going to be tied with Silent Hill 2. It's to get you ready for it. We don't have a date for Silent Hill 2, but as soon as that got finished, that's what showed up. But it's free to play, and the game is called Silent Hill, The Short Message. Looks scary. Judas. That's the game that's from Kevin Levine, the creator of BioShock. Yeah. That's what I thought that game looked like. So we got our first look at that. V Rising is coming this year. It's an action. Isometric action game with Diablo vibes. And that is coming this year. What else? I don't care about that that VR crap. Helldivers 2. That's that action. That's coming out like literally next week. I don't know. It looks fun. We've seen enough of it. But I am looking forward to the deep dive into Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2. And that should be coming out, because that's coming out on that should be like the second game, right? Rebirth. At the end of this month. God, Jesus. I better hurry up and do what I'm doing, because I will be picking this up. Now, let me see something, because they said something about, I thought that the PlayStation, State of Play was a solid B. I'm not going to take it away from them. I think they did a good job. Now, this is just rumors, guys. And that's why I'm, like, trying to figure out if I can find a little bit more information on it. Because right now, they're hinting that PlayStation is supposed to be making another handheld game. And if this turns out to be true, this is insane. Okay. this is what the thing they were saying. According to hardware leaker Moore's Laws, that is a streamer, he is saying that Sony's new device will have a custom AMD APU that is currently in the high-level design phase and is at least 2 years out and technically not greenlit for launch yet. It's also mentioned that it's based on talking to developers, and the new handheld could maintain native backwards compatibility with PlayStation 4 games. It can receive a game that can look upwards towards the PS5. But, like I said, those are just rumors. So, we can take that with a grain of salt, guys. Okay, guys, and I guess that would be it. And those are your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay, guys. Let's have this conversation with Miss Nikki. Nikki. Onika. I need you to step up to the, step up, honey, and have a seat with me. Because you have literally drowned out the whole conversation. The whole conversation when it comes to this week and mess and whatnot. Nicki Minaj has been going off on Megan. She came out with a diss tape called Bigfoot. Let me see if I can find the lyrics to this damn song. I hated it. Because it was nothing but a rant. It was nothing but a rant. And we heard the shit. But here's the thing, Nikki. Not only, see this. Okay, let's start this here. Megan came out and said two things. These hoes ain't mad at me. These hoes mad at Megan's Law. After just listening to this song like several thousand times, I knew she hit. I knew she tapped Nikki. She tapped her. But when you step back, I mean, like really, really, really step back, Megan was going after niggas. When I heard that song and I started to really get into it, I thought there was more shots at Drake than there was at Nikki. My favorite line from that song, one of my favorite lines from that song is, fake ass accent, post it in another nigga hood like a bad bitch. I thought that was such a shot at Drake. And here's the gag. The people who she was going after The only one that has responded was Nikki. Nikki went on a 72-hour rant, 30 minutes after this song came out. Nikki went on a rant and hasn't stopped since. Not even since this fucking recording. Nikki, baby, girl, listen. The song was fucking trash, but this is where you fucked me up at. This is where you fucked me up at. Why the fuck are you capping for motherfucking Ben Shapiro? This motherfucker has literally said that he doesn't like you, nor your motherfucking rap music, nor your motherfucking profession. And now you going around here trying to, you know, steer the conversation towards this motherfucker. He had a rap song. Whoa. True shit. Whatever the fuck it's called. God, it's a whole different thing. But here's the thing. You're trying to steal Megan Shine. They're like, Megan is supposed to be number one. It's going to be her first number one next week. Like, look, take this fucking L, Bigfoot, but you were still fine, swearing on your damn mother while you lie. Ayo, girl. This little Megan whore talk about Megan's Law. For a 3B, you can kick Megan raw. If you're a ghostwriter, party in Megan's job. This girl, you said most of this shit in your rant. And the beat, you went after Megan talking about that Megan song. She couldn't even ride the beat. Bitch, you wouldn't even know what the fuck you was when it came to you riding this fucking beat. But I need some help. Because I've been trying to figure out this whole Megan shit. I really have. I'm so disappointed in her. Because I never believed Megan was, not Megan. I never believed that Nikki was that bitch. I never did. I always thought she was, like, to me, she always gave me stuck up bitch. And then Azealia Banks came out. Now y'all know. If it's one thing, Azealia Banks, it's two things that is, well, not two things. But Azealia Banks actually sung on Everybody. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Cause and I know I shouldn't be probably doing this, but I think Azealia Banks Everybody was really good. I thought it was really good. And that's what I'm here. Now, if you know Azealia Banks, you would know that's from Work, Bitch. Okay? You would know that. But the way how that rolled her song, I was like, Azealia Banks is that, she's that girl. She's problematic. But she's that girl. But let's get into what Ms. Azealia Banks was saying. Because she said some real shit.
This is about Jay-Z.
Hold on.
Hey guys, So, originally I was just gonna stay out of this because it's just kind of like another day, another female rap beef, like, who really cares? But I think there's some interesting parts to this that everyone's missing. This isn't about Meg collabing with Cardi. This isn't about whatever stupid ass excuse Nicki's making about her telling her to get an abortion and have a drink or whatever the fuck. This is about Jay-Z. This is about Jay-Z. And excuse me, because I'm not trying to be fresh at all. But Jay-Z has this way of kind of like presenting himself in the culture as like this Daddy Warbucks kind of figure. And
that is true. I think that everyone holds him up to like this echelon of like he is like this motherfucking Don, or he's like this nigga and shit like that. And I am old enough to remember when Jay-Z came on because of Biggie. Biggie put Jay-Z on. Because the way how Jay-Z raps right now, Jay-Z didn't use a rap like that. And Nas told y'all that.
This is my own estimate and my own just kind of theory. I think that women who choose rap as a path, maybe like 6 or 7 times out of 10, are lacking some sort of father figure in their life. You know, maybe the dad was absent, maybe the father's deceased. Just no male role models around.
I really can see that.
And it's not so much a show of bravado, like, hey, I can do what the boys do. It's more like an inadvertent way of seeking closeness to men.
And I can, I said that when Nicki first came out and how she changed her body
into it
to fit Lil Wayne in their mold.
Like sweating Jay in a different type of way. Like low key, she'd be like low key on his dick. Like, it's so funny. I'm really good at reading body language and stuff like that. I could see in the Feeling Myself video, like, Beyonce's kind of just like laughing at her, like, huh, bitch, yeah, like, you wish. And when they did the performance together, Beyonce's like, no, I'm gonna wear pink, you wear black. She's like, oh my god. It's funny, like, Beyonce's just signing her, like, uh-huh, like, little bitch. You know, Jay-Z has kind of positioned himself in this way where almost every type of female urban artist, feels like she needs his approval of sorts, you know? And Nicki has low-key, like, I could just feel that she's low-key felt slighted by Jay. Just even by his association with Meek Mill, you know, but she's also at the same time been trying to wiggle her way in. Like, Nicki wants to be a Roc Nation girl bad. That's what this beef is about. She wanna be a Roc Nation girl so fucking bad. Like, you know, dating Nas. Like, it's just like,
I didn't know she had dated Nas for that. She did for that little brief moment.
She's always like, that's why Jay and Clean's first for your album is just like,
what? At the Safari.
When did you get a Jay-Z verse on your fucking record? Like, you know what I'm saying? But, and on top of that, like, it's been years since Jay-Z has publicly co-signed any female rapper. And the fact that it's Megan, like, it could be anybody. You know what I mean? It could be fucking me. You know what I mean? It could be Bad Baby. It could be whoever. The fact that some girl that is not Nicki got Jay-Z's public co-sign. Some female rapper that's not Nicki got Jay-Z's public co-sign makes Nicki jealous. It makes her feel jealous. And it makes her feel kind of alone if you, like, pay attention. Like, when these things kind of happen, all of those, like, Young Money guys are, like, kind of nowhere to be found, you know? And I know she felt really, really special when she aced that Monster verse. But I think she may have gotten a little deluded.
I think that MonsterVerse was really good and stuff like that. And I just want to say something really quick about it because we're going to continue on with it. After this song, the Bigfoot, I've always been convinced. I think Nicki fucked up when she stopped writing with Safari.
And, you know, Kanye's kind of just been, like, jiggling her back and forth or whatever. Like, you know, poor Kanye. He doesn't know how many women have, like, actually only entertained him because they wanted to eventually get to Jay. Okay, that's another conversation for another day. But, yeah, Nicki felt like she was supposed to be embraced by him in some way or whatever. And just to see him not give a fuck that she's saying leave no kill, like, yeah, just to see him not give a fuck that Meek Mill supposedly, allegedly, I don't know, beat her up. And I'm not gonna go into that because, you know, I've had my fair share of just men going fucking insane. I definitely have a smart mouth, but I don't hit men because I'm of the belief that, like, if you hit a man, you should expect to be hit back. I don't believe in that, like, oh, I'm a girl shit. Like, no, keep your hands to your fucking self. But yeah, I have been assaulted. So I don't wanna unravel that ball of yarn. But Nicki's mad. She's mad that, and okay, I'm not even trying to diss Meg. But Meg isn't exactly, like, Meg's not really, like, a typical Roc Nation girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's not that seasoned.
She's still a little, like, you know, a little, like,
She's green.
Ham hocks and hush puppies and shit like that. And Jay's real, like, he's real, like, ultra glow, fucking ethnic rhino. You know what I'm saying? Like, French femininity, kind of, whatever. Like, very New York, so to speak. And I have a theory as to why he's dealing with Megan, because I don't think he likes her music. I really don't think Jay likes Meg's music. I don't think he thinks she's that attractive, really. But I think that Jay is eyeing, he's eyeing some, like, something with sports in Texas. He is. So he's got, like, Texas sweetheart, you know, and then he's gonna have, like, fucking Meg and Hotties. She's gonna be, like, fucking, like, cheerleader for the fucking football league or whatever the fuck he's plotting, like. Because, I mean, Let's be realistic. Like, just, like, be realistic.
He's a capitalist.
She has some cool songs. In fact, I liked her sound a lot more when she was with 1501. I think that they had the sauce for her. I don't think Jay really knows what to do. And it's kind of becoming really obvious that he doesn't know what to do.
And when she said that, I could not help but think of Beyonce when it comes to those girls. Halle Bailey and her sister. I can't help but think what the hell happened with those two. Because they are floundering.
I mean, we're not stupid. Like, where did this witness come from all of a fucking sudden? You know, like, people have been talking about this for like 3 years, then all of a sudden there's just like this random witness. Like, okay, so, you know, we get the Rihanna stimulus package here with Meg Thee Stallion, except Meg doesn't know how to shut up, you know, and stop fucking talking about it and, like, just do it. I really do think that Meg is gonna be, like, a shit stain on Jay-Z's career. Like, I really do think that. And I say that with all due respect. But Nicki is just mad that because she wants to be a fucking Roc Nation girl, you know, like, there's no Wayne around, there's no Drake. Yeah, she feels really vulnerable, and she is vulnerable.
And she's out there, alone.
She's valuable, and she's kind of just been, like, left in the wild, and all of these white music execs are staging, you know, they're just
trying to get rid of that girl. Now I'm talking about Nicki.
And I've said that time and time again, like, bitch, stop fucking arguing with these girls, because it's not about these girls. It's about the white men behind them that want to eat your food. Like, it's not about Doja, it's not about Cardi, it's about Lucas Gottswald and fucking Craig Kalman. Those are the two niggas that you need to be fucking, like,
I don't know, not
worried about, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, she wants the protection of a Roc Nation. She wants the organization, and the prestige, and, you know, Nicki thinks her light skin card bangs as hard as, like, Beyonce's does. And as hard as Rihanna's did, but it never banged them. Like, it was like never that. It was never that. And I think that even girls like Doja's really pretty, you know what I'm saying? And she's, like, actually light skin. Like, her light skin card, like, hits. And Cardi's Latina, like, her light skin card just kind of hits by default. And, you know, for some time, Nicki was, like, feeling her little light-skinnedness, but she got reminded very quickly. So, yeah, just this kind of, like, false sense of superiority that she awarded herself on the back of just lobbing all sorts of anti-black shit at Little Kim, despite never ever being a better rapper than Little Kim. Like, I'm sorry, hip hop, you guys are fucking out of your minds. You're out of your minds. Nicki is not the queen of rap. No. She, like, y'all better listen to that non-record. Y'all better listen to that fucking non-record. Nicki could never. She could never be that hard. She could never be that, like Little Kim just, like, Little Kim is the best. I think Little Kim is the best rapper of all time. I think she's better than Jay-Z. Yes. Because Lil' Kim has style. She has, she has theater. She has just personality. She has performance. She has everything. Also, don't get me wrong. I love a lot of Jay-Z's music. But Lil' Kim is just a better artist than he is. And she's a better product than he is. She's a better Yeah, just the way she shapes her vowels and just her use of air and everything, like, yeah, here's the theater kid in me. Like, I'm paying attention to shit like that. Jay-Z, he doesn't have as much color as she does. He doesn't have as much variety as she does. Little Kim is the GOAT. It's not Jay-Z. It's Little Kim.
And but, Nicki knows that. Nicki knew that when she first started out. Nicki knew that.
Nicki's mad. And, you know, her shit is unorganized and she just doesn't know what to do. And yeah, it's pretty clear that Nicki's fucked up. Like, she's like fucked up financially, you know. I realized it when she was fucking frying the can of cream corn in the Teflon pan. I was just like, what in the welfare is happening right now? This is insane. And whatever. I've probably, like, made some fucking crazy looking shit on here, but I'm also not going around trying to, like, menace other artists and, like, call them broke and tell them to pay their rent and all that other shit like that. Like, you can tell just by whatever keeps happening with Nicki's butt that she's fucked up right now. Because there's something very fucking wrong with the butt.
It is. And her ass looks fucked up.
But I do know that surgery to get that shit out of there is a pretty penny. It's not like, you know, a boob reduction or like switching out for a new pair of bags. It's not like a rhinoplasty. No, I know that procedure, especially just considering like, you know, just how many fucking
horror stories,
pockets of just migrated stuff there probably is. Like, yeah, that's a very tedious thing, and it's also like a very risky procedure that she can't afford to have right now. And I mean, I'm not one to talk, you know. I will be Miss Bussy until the end of fucking time, okay? And that's that on that. I will be Miss Cheeky until the end of time. But an artist of her stature peddling press-on nails. So I do a lot of sourcing and a lot of, like, yeah, all day. Sourcing agents, direct to factory, whatever. I see what the price on these things are. And it doesn't add up, you know? Considering the number of streams and
she just had a number one album.
Just doing a royalty calculation. It's like something is just really not adding up. I don't believe the lie that she's not doing videos because she wants everyone to focus on the music. If you wanted us to focus on the music, you would not be like beefing with Meg Thee Stallion. Because I've also, like, trust me, like, I have been, you know, making my own shit on my own dime, and I know what it's like. Like, I know what limited budget looks like. I'm just being honest. Like, I know what it gives. Like, yeah, cartoon cover art. Like, fuck it up. Fuck it up. Oh, shit. Sometimes we gotta do what the fuck we gotta do, you know? But just be honest about that. I think that's a lot cooler. Like, just be honest about it. And just go all the way lo-fi, you know? Because I definitely noticed it wasn't until your album drops that somebody put some money up for a stylist. for you to rent clothes from brands that really don't want you in their
and
shit.
And I hate that.
I hate that she does that.
I didn't know they rent their clothes like that.
Does that. Damn it. But again, it's like, okay, so even though if Kanye did do the Barbie Yeezy, it would have been the biggest selling Yeezy ever, and he probably would have got a seat on the board of Adidas. She just has this like stank thing, like stankness about her. That's just like, yeah, it's like hot sauce and spit kind of earring backs, kind of just like, I always think about that fucking photo with the cheese on the back of the fucking teeth, you know, it gives like AIM toothpaste, like cinnamon toothpaste, like, just like stinky, like a little smelly. Yeah, I mean, even like choosing this guy as a, it just smells like the hood, you know? It just smells like the fucking hood. Like, it just smells like blackjack roach spray and fucking like dipsy doodles and shit.
I was gagging when she said all that shit. But I believe that there's a lot of shit that's going on. I believe that Nicki was not, like she said at the end, I think that Nicki thinks very highly of herself. And she should be, like, you know, respected, because the girl can rap. No one is knocking that. But I think the way her life is and the circumstances that surround her shit got Nicki going all the way off the ledge, like completely leaped over. And she had that baby by that nigga, and she can't clean that. She can't. I think that after she was dating those industries motherfuckers, she realized that the hood was where her heart was. And, but to this day, I think she was running Safari, but I think she fucked up. I think she fucked up leaving that man. I think she fucked up leaving him. Because Safari was the one who was in the background. And I think that's what she needed. But she was like, you know, she was elevating. She was elevating, and she wanted somebody to, you know, she was looking for somebody that was on her level, when in fact it was always Safari. They were made for each other as far as business-wise go. In the rap game. That's just my summation of it all. But Azealia Banks, girl, I think you said a lot of truth there. And that's what makes me feel bad about Nicki, because I was like, the girl is out there stanking. She's out there by herself, managing it all by herself. And that is very stressful, because she doesn't have that, you know, she doesn't have that management team that will help her. But, Nicki, girl, you're gonna have to do better. You really gonna have to do better. Okay, of course, you know, that was not my video. I do not own that video. We just listened in on Azealia Banks on her Instagram, and you know, I just wanted to share that with you guys, because I was trying to look for a different perspective, and that was the one that resonated to me. So shout out to Azealia Banks, girl. I think Azealia Banks is funny. I still love her. I still love her music. She can be problematic, but Jesus Christ, the girl. Yeah, I think that Azealia Banks is too smart and to aware of her self-worth for that industry. I think she's too aware of what's going on, and they don't like that. And I guess that's it. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to reach us via email, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.